BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads.
Hello, here is Friday's free download. It's the Scott Mills Daily. On it, we play Real or No Real. More Dear Scott from the posh Radio 4 lady, including a great chat about Becky's orangutan. We talked to Noddy Holder again about the making of our ultimate Christmas single. That's happening. And also, hear my chat about the moment I needed to man up a bit in a cafe. All on this Friday, Scott Mills Daily. Enjoy it. Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1. On the show, we are attempting to make a classic Christmas song. One that will get played for years and years and years. Like Shaky, like Mariah, like The Pogues, like Wham, like Slade. Let's speak to Noddy Holder, who is like our Christmas master, the man whose Christmas song, this one, has been around for years. Noddy, I think we've made some progress.
Have you got a basic song structure yet, or have you got a lyric yet that you can tell me about?
So, well, we thought it could be about someone that's kind of single at Christmas.
Yes. Oh, you're going to make it a sad song, are you?
It's kind of empowering, really, kind of like they're single, but...
But they don't care. Or are you going in the direction that they're single and they put it about a bit? Which direction are you going in?
It could be a bit of that.
Okay.
But the idea is, it's this girl, or guy, who is single at Christmas, and their mates are telling them that it doesn't matter that they're single at Christmas, they can be the perfect Christmas single. So we thought that could be quite clever, because we're writing the perfect Christmas single.
That's a good twist. I like it.
You like it?
Now, yes, I do like that. I like that little twist. And then, yes, you could use all the cliches on that. You could use the big chorus, because it involves everybody who's single at that time of year, doesn't it?
Yes.
And so the big chorus could work with the big choir and all the... As long as it has a big finish. It's got to have a big finish. Like ours had the big show out of It's Christmas at the end, and then we had that big harmony at the end. So it leaves the listener having this empowered feeling at Christmas time that all is well with the world. So, that's what you've got to do. There's one crucial factor in this that I've just sprung to mind. Can you actually sing, Scott?
That doesn't matter these days, Noddy, does it?
Don't you think so?
Not really.
Oh, no, of course, you've got
auto-tuners.
Fine. You've got everything these days. Yeah, I'll just go,
okay,
you're fine then.
And then
then they'll tune it. That's good. What about your image? What are you going to go for the image to accompany the record?
I think just classic Christmas, really.
Yeah?
Maybe a hat.
Yeah.
Jumper.
Bit of snow.
Bit
of snow around you.
Our song is probably going to be called You're the Perfect Christmas Single.
I like that. It's a good title.
Thank you.
It's a very good title. I wish I'd have thought of it. It's a good one.
All right, well, thank you very much for all the advice, Noddy.
And all the very best with your record. I hope it does get to the Christmas number one. And I hope it does last for 40 years.
Thank you.
There's no reason it can't be.
I'll speak to you soon. Love you, bye.
Bye-bye.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Right, so there's a cafe near my house that I go to regularly. And you know why I like it? Because whatever you order, they always give you a triangle of cheese and some strawberry jam, just as a side.
A what? What, even if you order a coffee?
Yeah, no, you have to have a meal.
Right.
But whatever you order, like normally I have like eggs on toast or something, always a small strawberry jam and a small triangle of cheese. I like it.
What, even if it doesn't go with the meal?
Yeah. Like, since when did jam go with eggs? Doesn't. But you still get it.
So what do you do with it? Do you eat it? What,
no.
Just eat the jam from the pot?
Just normally just leave it. But it's always there. Anyway, so I'm in there today. This bloke comes in, who I've never seen before in my life. I'm in there quite a lot. And says to me, can you move, please? This is my seat. So I went, okay, and moved. Now, I'm starting to think that I shouldn't have done that. This is my seat. Well, what makes it your seat, mate?
Maybe you own the place.
He doesn't own it, I've checked.
Well, it's fair enough. If he's a regular, then that's his place.
But you're also a regular.
I'm also a regular. You can't just go around claiming your seat.
So is that your seat as well? It's just you never happened... Is that the first time...
You think it's your seat. He thinks it's his seat. You've just never crossed.
It's just that thing of like, well, what makes it your seat? Just because you're in here every day... this is my seat. But when you're in the situation, you go, okay then, Like, I didn't question it at the time, and now I'm really kicking myself for
it. And you've been eating his cheese triangles for how many years now?
Like, about 5 years. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Let's do some Dear Scott. If your email wasn't on yesterday, if your email wasn't read out by the posh Radio 4 lady, then it might be on today, because let's face it, anything gets on. Send me an email, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Get on Dear Scott. Anything you want to say at all.
Dear Scott, Chris, Becky, TOTDS and PR4L. Hope you're well. I was wondering if you could possibly provide me with some advice, like an agony aunt situation. I'm due to have a son very soon, and the name that we have for him will give him the initials RAC. Is this cruel, knowing the fact this is also a well-known roadside rescue company? Love to you all. Katie. Winking smiley. P.S. Love the show. Especially now I'm on maternity leave, I can listen to it in full.
Hiya, Katie. RAC, good or bad?
I don't think it's the worst one you could have.
There's a lot worse.
Yeah.
And also, who's really going to put that together and go, no. RAC, hilarious.
Or rack.
Yeah.
But
they're not, though.
I don't think that's bad. I think go with that.
Like, it's only if you work out their middle name, and why would you need to know that? Like, what's your middle name?
Jane.
I didn't know that. What's yours?
Oh,
it's going to be a good one.
What is it? I can't remember
hang on.
It.
It's not that bad.
It's something good.
Is it Arthur or something?
No, it's Francis.
Yes,
but
it
for
is!
For some reason, you found that hilarious before.
That is Bob. No, that's mine.
I thought it was better than that, to be honest.
This RAC thing, I think it could be a good thing, because when he's older, he can say it's the family company. You can say he owns.
Yeah, that's true.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's me. I thought yours was better than Francis.
Yeah,
I thought it was like Horatio or something.
Yeah, I remember it to be a lot better than just Francis. That's quite normal.
Come on.
We found it lol at the time.
But we'll move on.
Now not so much. Next.
Dear Scott, Chris, Becky, the one that doesn't speak, and the PR4L. I've been listening to your show for a while now and have been joining in when I'm bored at work and downloading the podcast to try and win Scott Mills points. Throughout my time, I have won no Scott Mills points ever. I even introduced my sister to Innuendo Bingo, and within 2 days, she had heard two clips that would be great for the game, and I've never heard anything. I'm really trying, Scott, but there is some greater power, I reckon Chris, who's preventing me from getting them. Now, this is what I suggest. A children in need type event to raise points for me. Scott, you could show off your presenting skills and then possibly score a job on the next Children in Need night. Chris, you could join in with a big dance routine with the cast of EastEnders or Hollyoaks. Becky, you could come out to my house and see me without points in real life, and maybe one single tear could fall and it would be proper emotional. Sounds good, right? I'll send you some photos of me next to a radio looking proper sad, and even possibly a video of me trying pathetically to win points from real or no real. Then the listeners can text and tweet in and donate some Scott Mills points for me, an avid listener and downloader who's in desperate need for some SMP. Let me know what you think. Danielle, 19, off of County Durham. Love you, bye.
Bless Danielle. Can we give her some Scott Mills points just to go away?
I am.
No, I love her.
Seriously, Danielle. Like, you were going on then. When's this going to stop?
I think she needs to move on.
Move on.
Get some points.
Can we just give her some? Just make a donation. Right. 500.
500?
Yes.
No.
Then she won't ever email us again.
That's true.
No, it will encourage more people to send emails
yeah,
like
you're
that.
Right.
That's true. Maybe we give her like 10, but like a month. Like those appeals on TV. Just 10 Scott Mills points a month.
I like this. For as long as she listens, maybe.
Yeah. Like you can do with like pandas and stuff.
Maybe we should do this with others.
We could sponsor her. If she sends the picture, then we can have it like my orangutan, Wenda. We can then have like a picture of her like on our desk.
Yes.
And
also,
then we give. Yeah.
I know we've talked about this before, but obviously other people do also own Wenda.
No, they don't.
They do, though.
No, they don't.
This is my favourite subject with you because you're like,
shut
no,
up, because she's
mine.
No, she's not.
She's hundreds of other people's as well. She is.
She's only mine.
Whatever. That's what everyone says that sponsors an animal. I'm not being funny. Hundreds of other people.
She wouldn't do that to me.
Also,
though.
Think that Wenda is. She wouldn't, though.
No, she wouldn't.
Where is she again?
In Borneo.
What is it? Did you say it's an orangutan? Is it an orangutan?
Yeah, she's got stomach
so
problems
like,
at the moment.
It
they wrote to tell me.
It's like a millionaire orangutan.
No.
The world's richest orangutan
in Borneo. sat there having a big cigar and some champagne.
No!
Thanks to your donations. All the money is.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And now it's time for Real or No Real. I give you some facts read out by an authoritative voice, which is Chris Smith off of Newsbeat. Some of them are real. Some of them are blatantly made up. But which is which? Real or no real? 10 points for each one you get right. Let's do it.
Coffee in a black mug will stay warm 29% longer than coffee in a white mug.
Are you keeping the score?
Yeah, I'll do scores.
What are you saying? Black mugs, white mugs?
I can't drink out of anything that's not a white mug.
Why?
I don't know. It just makes me feel funny. Like, my mum got me this really nice, like, brightly coloured, like, red and green mug. I just can't use it. It's like purple on the inside. It makes me feel funny.
Controversial.
Has to be white.
Yeah. That's a diva demand, isn't it?
It is. I'm only drinking out of white mugs. Get her?
There is something in this I vaguely remember from a science lesson where one colour, one shade keeps the heat in more. I'm sure of it. So
you would say black probably would keep the heat in.
I'm going to say no real.
I'm going to say real.
That one is no real.
Oh. Yes.
You made that up, Chris.
Good science.
Good to see you paying attention in science. And next...
Johnny Depp once mooned his teacher while in high school.
We've all done that.
Have we?
Yeah.
You haven't?
No, with a temporary one.
You have?
Of course.
With a temporary what?
With a supply teacher.
Oh, with a temporary teacher. I thought you meant one of those like, bum masks.
Yeah, I've got a fake one.
What was your... Ours was a last day thing, but what...
Mine was science.
In the lesson?
Yeah.
Oh, respect.
Yeah.
Why did you moon a teacher in a science lesson?
Bored.
Yeah, but I get bored quite a lot. I don't just suddenly get my bum out.
I'm not being funny. Once you play with a Bunsen burner once, it's like, oh, God, this is so boring.
Did you get the cane?
Oh, he's not that old.
Joking.
Oh, my
Seriously.
God. So if you're saying everybody's done it, you're not happy with that, are
no,
you?
No, I'm not happy with that.
I'm sorry.
It was the slipper, actually.
Yeah. I'm going to say... No, I'm going to say real if you're saying everyone's done
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I believe that. Yeah, real.
That one is real.
Yes, Johnny Depp.
Have you got beef with him now?
Massively. Oh. Next.
Nachos were named after the guy who created them, Ignacio Nacho Anaya.
Now that's a good middle name.
Ignacio...
Nacho.
Nacho. If this is real, this is probably going to be the fact of the day, isn't it?
This will be the one you tell in the pub later.
Yeah. If you can remember the name.
Yeah. Do you need it again?
Yeah, go on then.
Nachos were named after the guy who created them, Ignacio Nacho Anaya.
Write that down.
I don't think anyone's got Nacho as a middle name, is it? That's like Becky Chips Huxtable.
But what... Yeah, but
Scott
what
Mash
else,
Mills.
Do you think nachos means something? Because it's come about from...
Oh, maybe.
Spanish, isn't it?
Spanish.
Does it mean like tortilla chip with lovely, lush, like tomato and cheese and guacamole on top?
Oh, lush. Real or no real?
No real.
Real.
That one is real.
Yes, respect to Nacho Man.
20 each.
Next.
Rolling up the leg of your jeans will make you 36% more creative.
I think this is real.
Why?
Because all the creative people have rolled up jeans.
Yes, they do.
If you notice it, like...
Look around here.
In the media, in London.
Yeah.
All about
the roll-ups.
The really important people wear their jeans rolled up.
Agreed. In fact, I saw one of those people outside today. Very important person, rolled up.
Creative?
Really creative.
How high do you roll these jeans up?
Not to your knee.
Not three quarters.
That'd be ridiculous.
Just like one roll. I'm going to say that's real.
Well, I'm currently doing that.
Actually,
so does that prove or disprove the
theory? I think
that
probably disproves it.
Okay, no real.
You're doing no real based on the fact that I'm doing that?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go no real.
That's a no real.
It's still a draw. Have we got one more?
One more.
Yes.
Percussive maintenance is the technical term for hitting something until it works.
Like you have to do in here every day.
Technically, that does some things, though.
It doesn't, though.
It does. It fixes my tally.
It doesn't, though.
It works.
It does. Some things do work. I mean, it is a technique to fix things.
But it's not a technical term.
I think that I reckon that is the technical... I'm going to say real.
No real.
That one is real.
Oh.
Yes. Is that for the win?
And at the end of that...
40-30 to Chris.
Oh. So, Becky, you get the cane.
can't say that.
No, you don't. So, Chris wins. That was Friday's show. Make sure you join us on Monday, live between 1 and 4 on BBC Radio 1. If you can't listen live, then get all the best bits chopped up on this handy podcast.
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.